Hope Women's Health Alliance first applied for a license to open a clinic in August of 2017. But in January, the Indiana State Department of Health denied the request, citing in a letter, quote, failure to disclose information about its clinics. The letter did not state what information was left out. Amy Hagstrom-Miller, the founder and CEO of Whole Women's Health, says it's still unclear what information the health department wasn't given.
You know, I think it feels like a delay tactic, and it feels kind of rooted in overregulation, politics, et cetera. So we're really hoping that we can continue to be transparent, be authentic, tell the story of why we want to do the work that we're doing.
Hagstrom-Miller says Whole Women's Health has answered all requests by the state health department and were in contact with the department throughout the application process. She says they were shocked when they were denied the license. The hearing will take place Wednesday and Thursday, after which an administrative law judge will make a recommendation to the Indiana State Health Department regarding the organization's license. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barb Anguiano.